NBA YoungBoy has become one of the most controversial rappers in hip-hop. While he has managed to climb to the very top of the music industry, his success came paired with plenty of legal troubles. Since the beginning of his career, YoungBoy has gotten himself in serious trouble. But somehow, he always manages to find an easy way out, allowing him to never pay the consequences for his many wrongdoings. It's almost like YoungBoy is untouchable. Some people might attribute his legal success to his immense wealth, but if we learned anything from the Diddy case, money doesn't always help you out of serious charges. So how is YoungBoy always finding a way to either beat the case or get a favorable plea deal time after time again? Well, YoungBoy's success in the courts isn't only because of his money, but due to his secret alliance that most of his fans know nothing about. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about how NBA YoungBoy always escapes prison time. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Over the years, NBA YoungBoy has earned himself a reputation for being an authentic street rapper, dropping hard-hitting gangster rap anthems that seem to illustrate his real-life circumstances. Growing up in the gritty streets of Baton Rouge has not only forced YoungBoy to grow up faster than most, but also placed him in the center of one of the most dangerous ghettos in the United States, forcing YoungBoy to toughen up early on and create his gangster persona that he is well known for today. While most rappers play this gangster character for record sales, YoungBoy seems to really be about that life. Even after he became a famous rapper, he still couldn't stay out of the streets, a habit that has repeatedly ended him up in trouble with the law. YoungBoy has been arrested a total of 7 times since he has been famous. 7 separate arrests, all by the age of 25 years old. Seeing how YoungBoy didn't grow up with his father because he was serving a 55-year prison sentence, you would think YoungBoy would not want to follow in his father's footsteps, especially considering how rich, famous, and successful he has been able to become. None of this stops YoungBoy from getting in trouble, not his father's fate, and not even his immense success. What doesn't help YoungBoy's behavior is the fact that he always finds a way to avoid hard prison time. He either beats the case, gets it dismissed, or in the worst case scenario, takes a very favorable plea deal that keeps him from doing hard prison time. YoungBoy's trouble with the law goes all the way back to 2014. In 2014, NBA YoungBoy was just a 15-year-old when he was caught committing a robbery. He was sentenced to 6 months in a juvenile detention center, which is when he wrote and later released his debut mixtape, Life Before Fame. While this was one of his real first criminal charges, he managed to escape relatively easy, with a short 6-month sentence. His second arrest would come not long after his first, in 2016. In 2016, he was arrested for attempted murder. When NBA YoungBoy was in Austin, Texas before a show, Baton Rouge law enforcement thought he fired guns into a crowd during a drive-by. He pleaded guilty in exchange for a reduced charge of aggravated assault with a firearm, which got him just 9 months in prison. The plea deal sentenced YoungBoy to 3 years of probation with a suspended 10-year prison sentence. This was a huge break for YoungBoy, as just 2 years prior, he was caught committing a robbery. Usually, the judge isn't that reasonable once a pattern of criminal behavior starts to show, but somehow, YoungBoy managed to get off with such a light sentence for such a horrible crime. His next arrest would come in 2018. This time, it was assault, weapons, and kidnapping charges. Before a concert at the Moon nightclub in Tallahassee, NBA YoungBoy was arrested for committing assault, weapons violations, and kidnapping. Hotel surveillance showed them assaulting his then-girlfriend, Jania Jackson, and restraining her. He was also caught with weapons during his arrest. He was eventually released from jail with a $75,000 bail. You would think his third arrest would play as a wake-up call for YoungBoy, that it would help him realize that he had to change his ways in order to keep this from happening again. But the fact that he always seems to escape real prison time, YoungBoy kept on being a menace. His next arrest would end up happening in 2019. In 2019, he would end up being targeted by a group of people who attempted to take him out during a drive-by shooting in Miami. YoungBoy managed to survive the attack, but his then-girlfriend was struck by a bullet. An innocent bystander was also struck and unfortunately passed away. Even though YoungBoy wasn't the aggressor, he was still arrested. While he was acquitted of all charges for the shooting, NBA YoungBoy had violated his probation by making threats on social media, which he was banned from using. also for being around other felons, so he was sentenced to 90 days in jail and house arrest. Again, YoungBoy got off easy, something that was becoming normal for him. He was then again arrested 1 year later. In September 2020, a major drug bust led to 16 arrests, including that of NBA YoungBoy on charges of distribution and manufacturing of drugs and possession of stolen firearms. He was released shortly after his 2020 arrest when he needed to undergo further trials for conviction and sentencing, but he fled the state after his release. This led to his next arrest in 2021. In 2021, YoungBoy was driving his vehicle in LA when he noticed police officers trailing behind him. They attempted to pull him over, but YoungBoy decided to take the police on a full-on high-speed chase. When YoungBoy couldn't keep on going in his car, he ditched the vehicle and started running on foot. He was found by the LAPD with help from police dogs. There is actual footage of YoungBoy running away from the police posted on the internet, where you can see YoungBoy trying to escape the cops, but still getting caught. When they caught him, police also found him in possession of illegal firearms. He was released in October 2021 on a $1.5 million bail. By July 2022, NBA YoungBoy was found not guilty of California's federal firearm charges against him and again escaped serious prison time. Even after he ran off on the police and was caught with an illegal firearm, he was able to beat the case. All of these prior arrests, some of which were still ongoing, would lead to this final arrest, which happened last year. In April 2024, YoungBoy was again arrested while he was serving house arrest in Utah. This time, he was arrested for drug charges, identity fraud, forgery, possession of dangerous weapons, and possession of controlled substances. After the police became aware of YoungBoy running an illegal prescription pill operation, where YoungBoy impersonated a doctor in order to get prescription pills, the police raided his home and they found him with weapons and controlled substances. YoungBoy was again arrested, and this time, it really wasn't looking good for him, especially since he was caught with all this while serving his house arrest sentence and dealing with other ongoing cases. It looked like YoungBoy's luck had finally run out and he was going to be facing serious time for his charges. Eventually, a federal judge in Utah sentenced YoungBoy to just under 2 years in prison on gun-related charges after he acknowledged having possessed weapons despite being a convicted felon. Somehow, the rapper reached an agreement that resolved his Utah state charges against him and settled two sets of federal charges against him, one that carries a 23-month sentence and the other 5 years of probation and a $200,000 fine. So even though he had a long rap sheet of similar criminal behavior going back almost 10 years, he was only sentenced to 2 years after beating some of his other cases. YoungBoy was going to be in prison until at least late 2026, but in YoungBoy fashion, he again managed to dodge much of this prison time. No one knows how, but somehow, again, YoungBoy's time was reduced. Now it's being reported that he will be released in July of this year, with his sentence being reduced by almost 17 months. Even after all the crimes he had committed, all the arrests and past behavior, he again finesses his way out of it. Now I know some of you might be thinking this is what money does, but not even money can help a random person who isn't famous, who was arrested 7 times for guns, drugs, and weapons. Now, if you're wondering what got YoungBoy out of all of this, it's his connections to the secret society that runs the world. Now, I know some of you who don't know how things work might be thinking, what is this guy talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Freemasons and NBA YoungBoy being a part of them since he was a teenager. I have spoken about YoungBoy's Masonic ties before on this channel, but considering the number of new subscribers, some of you might have not seen those older videos. See, YoungBoy was involved in the Freemasons since he was a teenager. Now, while in order to join a Masonic lodge, you must be at least 21, YoungBoy seems to have either been represented by someone who was a Mason or was a part of the Masonic youth program called the Masonic Démolé, which is just Masonry for kids, to get them ready to become full Freemason members when they're older. The reason I know NBA YoungBoy is involved with the Freemasons is because he told us himself in one of his old music videos. NBA YoungBoy dropped his music video for his song Fact back in 2016. All the way back then, YoungBoy and his crew could be seen wearing necklaces with Freemason square and compasses pendants. The Freemason square and compasses is the main symbol of Masonry. It is only used by Masons as others have no idea what it is. Throughout the video, you can see YoungBoy and his crew wearing these Masonic chains, showing their Masonic alliance. Like I said, since YoungBoy was a teenager when he filmed this video, I can only assume either his management had him wearing this or he was already a part of the Masonic Demolé. This means someone in the YoungBoy family initiated him early. This, alongside of other Masonic imagery found in YoungBoy's videos, confirms he's a Freemason. Now, when a person joins the Freemasons, they take on an oath to always look out for other Mason brothers. A lot of judges and high-powered lawyers are members of the Freemasons. This is the reason YoungBoy always finds a way out of jail or prison. He is being protected by the oath he took. His Mason brothers are obligated to let him free. It's the same thing that happened with Young Thug. Young Thug was arrested with so much evidence against him and was looking at life in prison. By the end of it all, he was released on time served and given probation. Everyone thought YoungBoy was going to be in prison for the rest of his life. Everyone except for me, as I knew he was going to be set free one way or another, just like it happened. In fact, when I said he was going to be set free, some people laughed at me and called me crazy. The thing is, I knew Young Thug was going to be let off easy because he told us himself. In this old clip of Thug, he confessed out of his own mouth that he was a Mason that beats all his cases.
I'm a Mason. I beat all my cases. I'm a Mason. I beat all my cases.
Thug had no issues telling the world he was a Freemason. So much so that there's photos of Thug inside of a Masonic lodge all over the internet. Young Thug beat his case because he took the Masonic oath. I know some people are going to argue that he still got probation, but considering he was facing life in prison and things were looking horrible for him, probation was a gift, no matter the specifications. YoungBoy and Young Thug are both Freemasons, and it's why they're able to bend the rules and get out. Diddy is also a Freemason, but he got himself in trouble with the higher-ups when he tried to sue Diageo. See, Diddy was partnered with Diageo to promote Ciroc, but when he made his own brand, De Leon, and they wouldn't promote it in the same way they promoted Ciroc, Diddy got offended and tried to sue them to force them to do what he wanted. That didn't work out, and a few months later, his entire life was flipped upside down, and no matter how much money he has, they won't let him out because the Masons have the justice system rigged. You have to understand just how powerful the Masons are in America. They are the ones that created this country. That's the reason so many celebrities who are Masons always find the way out of prison. Now, this also tells us that YoungBoy and Young Thug are both Masonic puppets, being controlled by the Masonic order and pushing their agendas. They want these rappers out free, pushing their gangster lifestyle onto millions of impressionable fans, pushing this destructive agenda to the kids in urban communities. That's why they pay them millions of dollars. They want these rappers to mold the youth into adopting a criminal lifestyle. If any other person not connected to Masonry commits crimes like these, they would be in prison forever. But when it comes to these Masonic puppets, they make sure they're free to guide the youth to a burning end. I know people love YoungBoy because of his realness, but how real is he if he's a puppet on the strings of the Masonic elite, doing whatever they say just to get paid? Don't let these puppets fool you. Being real is sticking around and doing the right thing to take care of your family, not acting like a gangster well after you're a millionaire and influencing kids to do the same. YoungBoy is the same person who promoted substance abuse to his young fans, acting like it was a good thing to be an addict. He did this while he was on house arrest. Don't let YoungBoy manipulate you and destroy your life, as while your life is ending, YoungBoy only gets richer and richer. Like I always say, every day we wake up, our souls are at stake. We must remember to help those who can't see the truth find the truth. Well, that's it for this video, but before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.